Friday the 18th of March, Gimel Nissen, Baba Yitzchok Firestone, Bedikas Chometz.
I'd like to discuss today a topic in Yonah Diyoma. You can't get much more in Yonah Diyoma than this. And, you know, Bedikas Chometz and cleaning for Pesach. It's interesting enough that Ari HaKadosh says in the Mishnah, Psochim, Oyla Arba Osa, Boit Kenes HaChometz, Ve'oyra Ne'er. Says Ari HaKadosh, Oyla Arba Osa, when a person turns 13, the mitzvah is Oyla Arba Osa, the 14th year, Boit Kenes HaChometz, and has to be Boidik, HaChometz is only Yitzhara, Ve'oyra Ne'er, and Ne'er is referring to Torah. This is in Ari HaKadosh. He's sitting learning Torah, and he's saying, you know, Bedikas Chometz, we are Boid HaMalas, we're talking about the real Bedikas Chometz, and we're learning together Torah in the morning, which is Oyla Abosa, Boid Kenes HaChometz, Oyla Ne'er, Eb Shishelt, which we're able to remove our Yitzhara with the Oyla Ne'er of Torah. In Sima Tov Lamad Gimel, I want to discuss an issue, which is that Shifl in Tzontazach. If you look in Halacha, we see the Dikas Chometz, Chazal call it Tirchi Yaseya. It's one of those difficult mitzvahs. Shem Tzedeshon says the Loshen, the mitzvah Chamura and Chashuva like the Dikas Chometz, and has been Machme. We find, nevertheless, the Oilem in general is quite makel regarding the Dikas Chometz. In fact, by many people, the Dikas Chometz becomes a sort of a cursory bedikah, more like a sort of symbolic act. You put a few pieces of bread down, and you put the candle, and you go with a feather, no one's quite sure what the feather's for, or the wooden spoon, or whatever it is, and you go around to find the 10 pieces of bread. And then, Emes Lamakoyre Beit Ishtekel, and Esh Ishtekel Yishuv, on the Minik Oilem, even though Emes, technically speaking, Bedikas Chometz should be a bedikah chamura, a very strict bedikah. So we see Halacha is brought down, it's from a Tof Lamed Gimel. Shulchan Aruch. Siman Yud Asif Yud Aleph. Hamachavet Chedroi B'Yud Gimel B'Nissen. We're talking about somebody who's cleaned up his house on the 13th day of Nissen. He's done an early job, he hasn't started cleaning Chometz on Chanukah. He starts on the 13th of Nissen. He swept out his room. Omachavet Nivde Kachometz Elevare. And his kavanah was to go and be buried at Chometz and to remove it. Benizha, and he was careful, Shloi Lahachnis Shom Oid Chometz. He put up his Pesach signs, there are no Chometz in this room. It's Afal Pikein, even though he's gone very early and done his Bedikas Chometz already on the 13th day of Nissan, this will be Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning, Soich Livdoik Beleil Yodalit. Nevertheless, he still needs to do Bedikas Chometz on the night of the 14th. Now, that's the Mechaba, and the Mekoy comes from a Ravan. So he brought down the Torah, B'Shem Ravan, that cleaning a room on Yud Gimel B'Nissen or cleaning your house doesn't help you, it won't patter you from the Chiyuv of Bedikas Chometz. Shteti Shari Tshuva, Mishmur said, don't speak about it, he speaks about it, but nothing. He said, he thinks the reason why, the Remiv de Kshape, Shakibet Eine Bedika Gemura, cleaning is not a proper Bedika, sweeping, Shem Anishtaya Chometz Be'ez Aguma, there's a possibility it's still Chometz left somewhere, in a hole somewhere. Even if someone takes a candle and he goes around the house during the day on the 13th, we're going to get there soon. Sorich lachse velibdek belaidek kol Yisrael. Even if he does go into the holes, actually, and checks for the light in all the holes and cracks and crevices of his house on the 13th day of Nissan as he's cleaning, he still has to go along and recheck again on the night. Why? Shaloi lachalek be bedika lebedika. So he says two svaras. Svara number one, the kibbut, the cleaning doesn't help you because you still could be left with a chometz, but he's talking about sweeping. You sweep somewhere, if you still have chometz somewhere, some hole somewhere, so you still have to check at night. And even someone who besides sweeping his house out actually goes along during the day and takes a light or a lamp and shines it into every single hole he has, or every single crack or crevice there he is, so he knows there's no chometz left. Nevertheless, there's still a chiv to do tonight. Why? Shaloi lechalik bein bedika lebedika. One shouldn't differentiate between bedika lebedika, meaning that you'll have some years that be doing Bedika on Leil Yudalat, or some people be doing Bedika Leil Yudalat, other people be doing Bedika during the day. So in other words, Chazal give a time, keep to the time, Leil Peluk type of thing, keep to the time, Leil Yudalat, and even if you do it during the day, one has to go along and redo it again at night. So from the Machaba, seemingly, there is a much of a Makoy of Arminik. In other words, Arminik seems to be that even though we've cleaned for paper and the baths, I still have to go along and recheck any place Shemachnisin boi chometz. That has to be brought out, of course. A place which you're not machnis boi chometz, a place which you didn't normally take in chometz, there's no need to go along and check. But a place which you would bring your chametz during the year, and somebody has a house with young children, where chametz can get in all sorts of weird and wonderful places, the Paskim say, come out the whole house as halacha of a mokim, shemach nisim boi chametz. Anyone knows from experience, one can find chametz in funny places when you've got young children around, they schlep it everywhere. So lechayre, there wouldn't be much of a makoyah for al-melik, you have to check every single place again, on leil yudalit. Nevertheless, the Shared Shuva brings down, interesting Shared Shuva, I don't know how he works it with the Loshen, he brings it down on the Mechaba, on the Ramah. The Ramah says that one should really clean up, shouldn't wait for the last minute to clean up, one should sweep up beforehand your house before you do Bedikas Chametz. Says the Shared Shuva, Ulachain, Makilin Hamoy Ne'am, the general world is makel, is lenient, Livdaik Derech Havora, to check, sort of by passing by, Lichipas Heitev, Bechoyin of a Stockin, without seeking into choyin of stuff, not going into the holes and the cracks in all the other areas. Lefi, because shetchila and originally mechabdin veroichtzin umenakrin hakoyin heitiv. One cleans, washes, manakrin, it goes, scratches out everything very well. Vafilu roichtzin umenakrin le de'ei Yehudi. Even if someone has a non-Jew to go along and do his washing and cleaning for him, mistabra denemonim. It's logical to believe they believe, because the anekiusa kapta. We're getting a cleaner to clean. I mean, you can tell a guy to clean. He knows what clean means. V'loi mare nafshayu. And he won't go along and ruin his reputation. Not so sure that clean is nowadays, but kuponim. If you hire a cleaner, a goyish cleaner, to work for you, pashtus, he won't want to ruin his reputation. And if you tell him to clean something, he's not going to leave it dirty. So you can even rely on him. And therefore, the hamoy ne'am o'meikel, to be boidek derech ha'avora b'li chippos heite b'choyin o'stokim. It's a cursory bedika without checking very well in choyin o'stokim. So here we see a makoy already for the minig of somebody to make a very quick bedika. That's the Shared Shuvah. The only problem is, of course, the Shared Shuvah doesn't enlighten us where he gets this from. He brings it from a Shuvah, Shemesoy Chidushim Arish, the Psochim, but this is in direct steer, it's a direct contradiction to the place where he's always talking about, because the Machabah says clearly, HaMachabah Chedjeh B'yom Yudgim, one cleans it up properly, one still has to go along and do it again. So I want to work on it a bit, see where the Makoy is for this Bedik, if there is a Makoy, and if there is, where the Makoy comes from. Our B'dikas Chometz, we do it on the 14th night of Nisan. Nevertheless, we have to know that we'd clean normally during the day, or at night with a light. So we don't actually do it before B'dikas Chometz of Oyli Yudalit. The halacha is B'dikas Chometz was Mesukkim to do La'oyr Haneh. What's the reason why we do La'oyr Haneh? La'oyr Haneh means a light, a candle, you can use a torch, the poskim say, to get into the places. Because, first of all, two reasons. Number one, the Neh goes into place, if you light a torch or something, somehow the light gets there better, you can see clearer. Now, even if you're during the day in a room, if you're not mamish directly against, the Gemara says, see soon, against the window or somewhere else in the corners of the room, one doesn't always see it can be darkened, it can be shady there, one can't see things properly. And there is Yofel Abdika. And there is Yofel Abdika. And there in the daytime also, one seems to rely more on the night, it doesn't shine as well in the day, the Gemara says, Eine mani b'yoy, kabanayda. I mean, physically, you probably don't rely on an air by day. If it's light anyway, you sort of don't use an air, so you don't rely on it properly. Therefore, one of the reasons B'dikas Chometz has to be at night and has to be with an air is because one can check better with an air, and specifically at night, one can check better with an air. So, l'chayra, all our cleaning doesn't take place with an air, and even if it's light in the room, l'chayra takes place during the day to light, and has to clear whether actually with the cleaning, we're yoytze B'dikas Chometz. That's number one. Number two, even if one is yoytze B'dikas Chometz with the cleaning somehow or other, one also has to realize that l'chayra, there's a takon as we saw before, shalom tachlik bin B'dika le'B'dika, there's a sfora to go along and do the B'dikas Chometz in the night, of oyla abo also. So even if you've cleaned before, you've done actually even B'dikas Chometz before, I mean if you do B'dikas Chometz in the day, says Mefurish in Halacha, in the beginning of Top Lamad Gimel, if one goes along and takes in there, even during the day, and checks, one has to go along and do it again. The im hikdim of other yom yud gimel oyane, even if one checked actually the daytime, the 30th day of oyane, Sorich lachtoi v'libdoik leid yudalet ketakonas chachomim. One has to go along and recheck again on leid yudalet ketakonas chachomim. It's possible that you hear it, but the evidence. You should make a bracha ba'al kaponim. Most achrayim hold you have to go along and redo the dika again. So one has to understand how one is yoytze b'chalal with the cleaning, because b'chalal yoytze, even if you go there with a torch and look there, in all the places during the day, achrayim is not yoytze. I'll see you soon upon clear, and it goes with a torch at night. So, the ma'is hazay. There's almost three different stages, I don't know if we'll get to all three stages. There's three different stages of, three different types of b'dikas, early b'dikas chomatsin. Number one, which we saw just now, there's a b'dika, using a light during the day before the 14th day and checking. Number two, there's a musig in the Gemara in Sochem Daf Ches. Achsadra. The Gemara speaks about an achsadra, which is explained by Rishonim, an open place where light gets there very easily. One pshat is three walls only, so one of the walls is completely open. It's like a porch type of thing, or type of a chotza, where it's going to put light. You know, a lot of light gets there. Sha'oiro Rav. It's achsadra sha'oiro Rav. And you check dirty. It's another point, another thing, which maybe our rooms constitute an achsadra sha'ira rav. In the old days, the houses are much darker, and very small, very little light. If you have light, lots of windows in the room, and we see the Gemara brings down, or halach poskim brings down, a bit of knesses, which has a lot of windows, might have halach of achsadra sha'ira rav. That's number two. And then we're going to speak about someone that's a budika in the night, not during the day, so he's actually using a oiran there, he's using doing it properly, before the 14th day of Nisan. So those are the three things we'd like to speak about. The b'dika la'oyrane b'yoyim, if you use a light during the day to check before you fall day. Achsadra sh'oyr rav, and b'dika on the 13th night, or the 12th night, whatever you do, you actually go around as you clean things and check it for chometz with the oyrane before the day of the 14th. Now, the ma'isa, if one checks during the 13th day, let's say, or the 12th, during the day with the oyrane, there's machlik, you're showing him whether one is yotze. And machlik's ban amoy ramban. And Pesachim Daf Ches. There's a machlokes whether one's yotze to go along and check the Oiran Ebi Yotches. The Magid Mishnah actually says even the Chatchila one can go along and check on the 13th day the Oiran Ebi. It starts with the Gemara. The Gemara says, interesting Gemara, Ein Boitke Le Oir HaChamo. One can't check chometz with sunlight. So obviously, where does one get sunlight? If there's one of the Dika's chometz is the 14th night, so there's no sun during the night. And so what's the Gemara saying? Ein Boitke Le Oir HaChamo. Below the Oyra Alvona, the Gemara says, okay, the Mumma, I can understand. But the Oyra Chama, where is the sun at night? So the Machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban says, this is talking about somebody who didn't do Bedika on the inner night, he's missed it out. He's on the next morning already, 14th, if you don't know, bother with Laila, you've done with Yom, you have a keen to check the 14th day during the day. So then, says the Gemara, ain't both kill the Oyra Chama, doesn't check using sunlight. The Balamoy says, it's talking about both cases. Saifan checks early during the 13th, Saifan checks on the 14th. Says the Balamoyr, Ein Boitkin La'oyra Chama. What does one have to do? One can't rely on sunlight. So one has to go along and take a candle, even during the day, and get into the corners with a candlelight. So according to the Balamoyr, and Rabban asks the Balamoyr already, and according to the Balamoyr seems to say one go along and check during the day, the 13th day, with a Ne'er. You can't be Boitkin La'oyra Chama, but you can be Boitkin with a Ne'er during the day. And of course the Ramban says, it's talking about the 14th day, and the 14th day one has to use a Ne'er, even if it's during the day and it's light, one still has to check. So we have a Machlokes Rishonim. The Magid Mishnah also says Mefurish, only the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah is in Peik Talmei Hilchos Chometz Matzah. Magid Mishnah says the Chatchila one can use Oyr HaNeh on the 13th during the day. One can use the sunlight, and one can use the Neh. So then we have a Machlokes using light during the day. There's another point now, let's get to the next point. That's the first stage. Pashas most Rishonim, Paskanai Ben Ramban, that one can't use a light during the day on the 13th. You've got to wait for the 14th day. And the Ramban says two reasons. The Ramban says both reasons we said before, that the Chazal and the Sakha to be by the Chomet on the night of the 14th, number one, because the Oyr HaNeh, the light of the candle, is used better during the night than the day when, as we said before, one maybe doesn't rely properly on the light of the candle during the day when one fools himself, whereas at night, it's a better light. And also says the Ramban another reason, Chazal and the Sakha and Bedikas Chomet at night, the fish of Odom Metsuyin Bebateim, that people found at home. It's a time when people are relaxed, more relaxed, to do B'dikas Chometz properly, whereas during the day people are busy, and therefore they won't go along and be B'dikas Chometz properly. So we have two reasons why one shouldn't do B'dikas Chometz during the day with a light. That's the Ramban says, the Ramban says, you're Yotze. The next point is an Achsadra, so that's using a light during the day. So the Chayra, to rely on that, when we clean, let's say, if you use light or use torches, if you see light shining directly on it, or whatever, to go rely on that, the Chayyah, you've got a big machlokes Rishonim. The next point is, Achsadra, Sha'ira Rab. The Gemara says, after saying Ein Boidkin Oyrachama, says the Gemara himself in the same Gemara, the Achsadra, this porch type of thing, which is very open, a lot of light gets to it, Sha'oyra Rav, which is a lot of light, Shet Mefurish, one can go along and check La'oyra. Now here as well, there's a Machlaikas, there's a three-way Machlaikas, it's Achsadra Sha'oyra Rav, what it's talking about. We'll start with Rashi. Rashi is the Chayyid, he's looking. Rashi learns, Achsadra Sha'oyra Rav Nivdekas La'oyra Chama means, one can go along the Chatchila, on the 30th day of Nisan in an Achsadra, and check for Chometz. Look around for Chometz, and you're Yotze. Even though it's the 13th day, it's before the Zman and Chazal on the second. If there's Achsadra Sha'oyra Rav Nivdekas La'oyra Chama, as it's in Rashi. But all the other Rishonim argue, and the Torah and Bishelsa Shulchan Aruch argues, they say, talking about once again, on the 14th day, one wasn't by the Chometz, Leila Ba'os, or Oila Ba'os, wasn't by the Chometz. Therefore, Achsadra Sha'oyra Rav, one can rely on the Bedikas Chometz and go along, so before you still, even during the day, go use a candle. If it's a very light room, Achsadra Sha'oyra Rav, one can do it for about the 13th day, you can't do it. Why not? So we've got both reasons. And even then, as Poskim will say, it's only Bedi'evit. Even on the 14th day, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Achsadra Sha'oyra Rav Nivdekes La'oyra. Doesn't mean one can go Chatchila go along and check it, or doesn't mean one's Yotze. There's a big, there's a two-way Machlokes Rishonim, whether you're Yotze, Chatchila, or Bedi'evit. So even Achsadra Sha'oyra Rav, on the 13th day to go and check, we only have Rashi, who says one can go and check. And the Bach says that to rely on Rashi is difficult. Most of the Rambam argues, the Rosh, Rabbi Yeruchim argues, and therefore, even in Achsadra Sha'oyra Rav, let's say if anyone wants to go and tie in, the our houses are very light, and even if we don't use a candle, and we've checked the Chometz, they all have a halacha of Achsadra Sha'oyra Rav. As we said before, the Chumash Hadesh seems to compare, we'll see in a second, the Beis HaMedrash with a lot of windows to an Achsadra Sha'oyra Rav. Nevertheless, the Chayra, most Poskim hold, Achsadra Sha'oyra Rav doesn't work before, and then the Ramban says a good time, and the Ramban says, because you've got to check at night, if you should ne'odom, mitsuyin b'boteim, and Aladin, if you're going to go along and say that Oyer Rav has aloha like a ne'er, and it's got the same qualifications of a ne'er, that one checks properly, but that means you've got the other svara, that because you're working during the day, and you're busy, and you're running around, is therefore one doesn't check properly, one's got to wait for the night to check. And Chazal what Masakam Bedikas Chometz. Well, the Emes is, the Poskim bring down the Modcha. I'll tell you about the Matra. And the Matra seems to suggest that the Mabavli argues with Yerushalmi on this point. There's a Matra in Psochem. The Matra is Tovkuf Lamatei, the first page of Psochem. It's Ois Tovkuf Lamatei. The Matra brings out, I'm reading about Yerushalmi. It brings from the Gemara Yerushalmi. Botik in the Seas, or Botim in Joshus. At Beis HaKnesses, we spoke about this before. Beis HaMedrash, Mahu Shiyu Tzrichem Bedika. How about them needing Bedika? Says Yerushalmi, Ma Tzrichem? Why should the Beis HaKnesses need Bedika? Mibnei Shmevim Shom Chometz B'Shabosis of Rosh Chodoshim. So one brings into the Beis HaKnesses Chometz on Shabbos and Rosh Chodoshim. It seems even in those days there was some type of form of Kiddush or Shalashidus or something that Beis HaMedrash, and they brought Chometz into Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. In other places it says, other Yishayim, Shatinoikis Mevim Shom Chometz, the children bring their Chometz. The Matra says the notion of, actually, seemingly even older people brought in, on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Says the Matra, take Shitzel on Hachin Tzricha. He says, he brings the Yerushalmi. It's all quote from the Yerushalmi. So obviously, what's the Shaila? Obviously, if they bring a Chometz, it's a Mokum Shnach Nisam and Chometz, you should have to check. No, says he's a Mishnah. Omru Oyre Merubah. Because the Beis HaKnesses has a lot of light to it. So maybe it doesn't need a proper Bedikas Chometz. It's enough. One checks during the day, a lot of light in the Beis HaKnesses. Maybe you should have to check it. Umasik. And the maskona is, Shaloi lechalik bein bia lebia. I'm doing one nusach of the matra. The maskona is, no, it still needs Bedikas Chometz. Shaloi lechalik, that's the maskona of Yerushalmi. Because one shouldn't differentiate between one bedik and another. If we're going to check the Beis HaKnesses during the day and not do bedikas chometz at night, then there's going to be different places, different boundaries for each place. Chazal made the flak of the oily with that, you check everywhere. So you have to be machmer. And he carries on. The gam, and also, same Moshe we had here, im kivdu v'titu es habayit, so he goes along and sweeps out the house and cleans it out, mikoydim lachel, afil ha'ocha, tzorech lachse v'livdek, Shalei lechalek ben bedika lebedika. You still have to check it again. Because there's a sfora shalei lechalek ben bedika lebedika. V'chein posak ravan. This is the ravan we just had in Shulchan Aruch. V'holchi yisubi reshalmi, v'resh pesachim, brings the Yerushalmi. The last one is the mantra is Mihu, he said, nevertheless, the Talmud Shalonu, yes, in our Gemara, Babli, this is the Yerushalmi, Achsadra La'oira Mibdekas. He brings the Gemara we said before, that Ches, and Achsadra, this big area, this light area, is La'oira Mibdekas. One can use its own natural light to check it. So the mantra is clearly bringing, is the Machalikas Babli and Yerushalmi. He brings out the point, Yerushalmi brings out the Sforosh Lelachlik and the Dikar of Dikar. Then he goes on afterwards and says, Achsadra La'oira Mibdekas, that's our Gemara. One can use it, a very light area, one can check it, La'oira. As I state the mantra. So according to the mantra, this is a proper machlekes is Babli in Yerushalmi. How is the mantra learning Achsadra La'oira Mibdekas? He's obviously learning Achsadra La'oira Mibdekas the same way as Rashi learned. And as we said before, there's a machlekes Yerushalmi. Some Yerushalmi learn that Achsadra La'oira Mibdekas means on the 14th day, when one wasn't by the comments during the night, and one's checking in the morning, one can rely on the natural sunlight of Achsadra. The mantra is obviously learning, though, that this is taking place on the 13th day or the 12th day before Pesach, because he's talking about the Pesach Knesset, you're checking before Ola Abba Asa, and he's saying that even though the Yerushalmi says, I'll still assume you check it again on the night of the 14th, nevertheless, the Babli's Choynek, and the Babli says, Achsadra, Sh'oyra Nibdekas. So what did it come out? It comes out of the Choyra, the mantra holds, this Svora, Shalei Tachlik, Min B'dika L'B'dika, is only a Svara in Yerushalmi. The Babi doesn't hold this Svara. The Babi holds that we don't say this Loi Peluk, Bein B'dika L'B'dika, and one can actually rely on a proper B'dika's Chometz that took place before the day of the 14th, the night of the 14th. L'moshul, during the day of the 13th, if a place that was full of sunlight, Nachsadra, which is a lot of Oira, one could rely on the B'dika's Chometz, and one wouldn't say the Svara, Shalei Tachlik, Bein B'dika L'B'dika. So it comes out from the Malcha. And the MS is, not only the Malcha, Rashi learns to say. Because Rashi says in the Gemara, Achsadra la'oyin ibdekas, Rashi says it's talking about the day of the 13th. One can go along and rely on this Achsadra, and not do B'dikas Chometz later. So the Chaya would come out, according to that, it would come out that the MS could rely, perhaps, on the Svara, the fact that we've got very light rooms, a lot of natural light there, one can get to the corners easily. It's not just an old type of houses where they had the window where the possum speak about Mamish Kenegad, the window is light and all the other places dark and shady. Maybe perhaps one could say that our rooms are like the Malchus of the Bais HaKnesset is like that. One could perhaps say the Svara of these Achronim, the Almekel, would be perhaps when one cleans and has a loch of an Achsadra, the Oyun of Dekas. One perhaps relies on Rashi and the Malcha, who learned Pshat and Gemara, Achsadra, the Oyun of Dekas, is even during the day before Oyun of Yudalit. Either Svara of the Yerushalmi, Shalei Tachlik, Ben Bedika, Lebdika, one has to go along and do Bedika's Chometz again, Yishum Leif Peluk, because all the Babli doesn't hold that Svara. The only problem with me is, to this, is the emes, that we have another Svara. We have a Svara, which we said before, okay, so we've got rid of the problem of Leif Tachlik, of the Leif Peluk, we're saying the Babli's Chaylik on that. We got rid of the problem of the Oir Haneh, because we're saying that maybe our houses nowadays are very light, and it's because it's not Achsadra. The only problem we've got another problem. You said a problem before, the Gemara has got a problem. We have another issue to deal with. The Gemara says, the Takana was to do is an Oir Yomi Yudalet, because the Fisha Oz Bene Odom Metsuyin Bevotayim. There are people at home then. During the day, one doesn't check properly. So the Chaya, one can't be Makai Bedikis Thomas during the day. So now I found that some Achsa Shekel. The Machzor Shekel brings down the Morgan Avraham, beginning of Siman Tov Lamed Gimel. He says the Svara of them, and the other Mitzvim B'Batev only refers. He wants to say this in Rashi, because Rashi in the Maaseh says one can do B'dikas Chometz and Oyel Yud Gimel with an Achsadra. Refers to somebody who wants to push off B'dikas Chometz to the Yom Yudalit. He doesn't want to do it Leil Yudalit. He wants to push it off to Erev Pesach in the morning. And now we say no. Lefish the other Mitzvim B'Batev during the day you're busy, you won't do B'dikas Chometz properly. Do it the night before. If you do the day before, he says. The Ma'asi says, no, there's no problem. Why is there no problem? But, if you're not found, as far as the other two means, he says, not so, you won't do it properly. You might not end up doing it. If you don't end up doing it, you'll do it by night, he says. You, the next day, you've got no more opportunity, it's lost. You can either do it a day, and if you're busy, you've lost out on it. So Chazal made the Takana not to wait for the 14th during the day, to do it the night before. But the 13th during the day, he says, Chazal didn't say it wasn't worried about it. Chazal said, you could do it because Chomas then. Aye, some people aren't there. They're not there during the day, you're working your day. You'll do it tonight. Abba Kamalim, there's no half-call of the mitzvah of B'dikas Chometz during the day of the 13th. So it came out according to that, everyone could rely on Achsadra, La'oyin of Dekas, according to Rashi, and that might be the Makoyin, why some people rely on the B'dikas Chometz on the cleaning of the chametz during the day. There's a lot more, but let's see one more point. Shemesh might help us out. There's a Trumas Hadeshan. Maybe we'll finish off with Trumas Hadeshan. Let's go through it. Trumas Hadeshan says like this. He says, "Haba ben yodam noyegim letateo lekabed kol chadre beis." And many people have a minute to clean and sweep out all their houses. Beis a gimel yomim koydim yudalet, 2 or 3 days beforehand. Then he says, "Va oy yudalet," I'm sure some minute on the night of the 14th. Anichim lehem, they place their gimel yudalet pieces. He doesn't make the minute of 10 pieces of bread, 3 or 4 pieces of bread. The mikzas chadon in some of the rooms. And when you find the bread, he says, "That's the end of the bedikah." So he brings this minig, obviously, a worse now minig. Shuv, he said, "Is that a good minig or not?" So he starts off saying, Shuv, he says, "Yira, it should appear to me, the milsa de pshitu de loyos inan." So Poshta Zach says, "No good." Because he brings the Gemara Yishalmi, we just brought it down, after you cleaned your house before, and kibdu v'tirtu abayis, tzorich, lach, soy, belibdoik, alma, kibud, lechud, loysakit. So he says, really, it doesn't work. Then he says another, it says, "Va'avagad amasa kosa mishum shalei lechalek ben bedika lebedika." He says, even the Yerushalmi says a svara, mishum leik guluk. And the Trumas Hadeshan says, that according to Yerushalmi's svara, that the whole reason we have to check again, is because of leik guluk, he says, then lechayra, what I say, that, no, I've got eitza. So you clean a lot of the house, so you do most of the house, you go along and check beforehand, you go along and clean properly beforehand, and part of the house, you'll leave for the night of Yudalit. So then everyone's doing a bedika, on Lady Udal. There was a true solution, he gives us an opening here. He asked him, he said, it doesn't work. But the Maizi gives us an opening in this Svara. He said, even though Yerushalmi brings down, Shalei Lechalek Ben Medika Lebdika, I have an Eitza. He says, leave a little area, but you're going to be voided properly, in Oyle Yom Yudalit, unless even you put the bread out again. You put the bread out again, on the Oyle. So you've got places in the house, which is not bothered from Chomet. You are checking for Chomet's night of Yudalit. So you can't say, the whole Svara of Yerushalmi was, don't check during the day because it's like, look, one wants to keep everyone checking on the fourth. I'm checking on the fourth. I'm not checking everything. Something to check beforehand. Oh, there's no like, look here. Everyone's doing B'dikas Chometz on the night of Yudalit. He says, still doesn't work, he says, because there's another reason that Yerushalmi brings down, and that's the reason we had before, because even when you sleep, you might have some Chometz in the holes. So let's go back. The Truman says like this. There's two stories why one has to go along and check after one swept. Number one, there might be some Chometz left somewhere in the hole. Number two, he says, as far as the Lepuluk is concerned, he's not so concerned. As far as the Lepuluk is concerned, he said, no, someone does a B'dikas Chometz on the 14th night. Everyone's doing it. Are you not doing it properly? You're doing some type of B'dikas Chometz. You're checking for some Chometz. So everyone's doing B'dikas Chometz on the 14th night. Everyone's doing it at the same time. It's not a problem. The only problem is you might have Chometz in a hole. So the Masa, nowadays, I saw on the Orach HaShulchan, is also... that issue is not there, because if we clean properly for Pesach before, and this is the Noshim going through it, they don't leave Chometz there. It's not just the kibbutz, the Trumas Hadeshan is obviously speaking about, one sweeps the house, or sweeps the house, or there could be less than Chometz and cracks. If one goes along properly, one has no cracks, but one goes along and does it properly and checks, and every single nookie and crevice for Chometz is Nemais, at the end of the day, the Svara of Kuma is not there anymore. So all one's left with is the Svara of Shalitachlik, then B'dika L'B'dika. And that's the Trumas Hadeshan. If one leaves a bit over, then I have the 14th, but I can also rely on it. So Yotz Mitvareinu, and also, I'm not coming to Pascha, I'm going to just saying the Maizah, Yotz Mitvareinu, we're coming to Miyashiv, the Minig Ha'olam, which was born in Shai Tshuva, we're coming to Miyashiv it, and our big Medaktikim, Taka do proper B'dikas Chometz, and go to every single place on the 14th night, and this, and they spend a few hours on B'dikas Chometz in the house-sized houses. But nevertheless, those who do a quick B'dika, the Chayla, got two things to rely on. They've got to rely on, number one, it could be that the B'dikas Chometz has taken place already that day, because they're using an Achsadra, Sha'on, and Dekas, to rely on the fact that our houses are very bright and very light, and even though we said the Svaras, not Nishan, that we brought down from Rashi, that upon him he learns that the Achsadra, Sha'on, and Dekas, the B'dika works, and the Svara of Shalei Tachlik might not apply, the Babi could argue, Yerushalmi, that the Svara of Shalei Tachlik doesn't apply. And as far as the other Mitzvah B'Bateim, we said that only refers to someone who's pushing off a B'dikas Chometz to Yom Yudalit, and Yom Yud Gimel wouldn't apply. One could perhaps rely on that. And even if one says the Babi doesn't argue the Yerushalmi, and says the Svara of the Tachlik does apply, one could still say the Ma'ay said that when it's Mekayim a bit of the B'dikas, that's what the Trumas Hadeshan says, because the Trumas Hadeshan says, if one's Mekayim a bit of a B'dikas, one can say, there is no Loifuluk, I'm doing B'dikas Chometz on the 14th night, And the fact that the Yerushalmi says you're leaving over some chumas in a whole summer, that would only apply perhaps to their cleaning, where they just swept, and the holes is where B'dikas will still be left, whereas our cleaning, and our Aruch HaShulchan brings down that sefora, that our cleaning perhaps wouldn't be a problem. And there's still many possible in the Holmash to do it properly, and everyone should ask Mishnah, how should we hit B'dikas on this, I'm not going to be machmo or to be maker, I'm like, well, that's the makoris to this.